Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Everybody say good morning to Justin from North Andover.
Hey.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Justin is dropping his daughter off for her first day of preschool.
No! Stop!
Big day.
Oh, my God. Are you all right?
How many tears?
Yeah, we're hanging in there.
Who cried first? You or her?
It's been a long several months of having her in the house every day.
That's very true.
Justin, what is your daughter's name again?
It's Emma. She's the one that loves Kenneth's name more than Daddy.
Yes, 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 of course. All right. Well, hey, hi, Emma.
I would like an English muffin as well.
Right. All right. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Justin?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You have to get more right than Kennedy. We're going to give you $100. Remember, if you tie Kennedy, you lose. She's left the studio. She's going over into that soundproof room. She won't be able to hear anything that's happening. Question number one. Carol Baskin's first dance on Dancing with the Stars will be to Eye of the Tiger. Because, of course, it will.
Mm-hmm.
Who sings Eye of the Tiger?
Survivor?
Olaf from Frozen is getting his own origin story. It's called Once Upon a Snowman, and it hits Disney Plus October 23rd. I heard it's going to cost $57.
No, don't say that.
Who voices Olaf?
Josh Gad.
Paul Walker would have been 47 this Saturday. Who did he play in the Fast and Furious franchise?
Ooh, I don't know.
Question number four. Tom Hanks is back in Australia, where he and his wife were quarantined with COVID-19 earlier this year. Who is he married to?
Rita Wilson.
Question number five. Remember when Adam Sandler threatened to make a bad movie if he didn't win an Oscar last year? Well, he didn't even get nominated, and now the trailer for his new movie, Hubie Halloween, is that what it is?
Yep.
Is that how it's pronounced? Hubie Halloween?
I love him.
Is here, and it looks like he wasn't lying. What is the name of the film Adam released last year that had him getting some Oscar buzz?
Oh, Uncut Gems.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
He was fantastic in the film. And the fact that he didn't get a nomination was a travesty. All right, Kennedy. Justin got 4 out of 5.
Wow.
Right.
Well,
these are tough.
Sir.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Carol Baskin's first dance on Dancing with the Stars will be to Eye of the Tiger, because, of course, who sings Eye of the Tiger?
Survivor.
Tied at one. Question number two. Olaf from Frozen is getting his own origin story. It will be called Once Upon a Snowman, and it hits Disney Plus on October 23rd. Who voices Olaf?
Josh Gad.
Tied at two. Paul Walker would have been 47 Saturday, Kennedy. Who did he play in the Fast and Furious franchise?
Oh, Brian O'Connor.
That is correct. And I just saw on social media that Michelle Rodriguez has confirmed that the next Fast and Furious 9 will take place in space.
There's nowhere else to go.
3-2, question number 4.
You ever race a car on Mars?
Tom Hanks is back in Australia, where he and his wife were quarantined with COVID-19 earlier this year. Who is his wife?
Rita Wilson.
4-3, question number 5. Remember when Adam Sandler threatened to make a bad movie if he didn't win an Oscar last year? Well, he didn't even get nominated, and now the trailer for his new movie, Hubie Halloween, is here, and it looks like he wasn't lying. What is the name of the film Adam released last year that had him getting some Oscar buzz?
Uncut Gems.
That is correct. Nice job, Kennedy.
I couldn't make it through that movie. It stressed me out.
Yeah, I know. That's what's so amazing about his performance. That's how you know it's good.
Like, no, that isn't how you know it's good.
See? Oh, like, I'm trying to relax and watch Netflix. This is giving me like...
Give me Billy Madison. Give me
Well, Justin, I'm sorry you don't get the cash. A great day for you, though, because your daughter's going to be out of your hair.
That's true.
I can relate. Bye, Emma. Justin, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name's Justin from North Andover, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Oh, that is adorable.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kathy is from Paxton. Everybody say hey to Kathy.
Yo.
Kathy.
Good morning.
There she is.
Kathy, as I understand it, is babysitting her grandbaby Liam today. How old is Liam?
Liam Brady is 5.5 months.
That's not a very Boston name.
I love it how you have to say both names.
Liam Brady.
When you're the grandma. That's what you have to say.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Is his middle name Brady? Why I think it's Brady?
Absolutely.
That's my girl.
Fan of the Brady Bunch,
Let's
Dan.
Let's go.
Of course.
Six rings, you know it, Liam.
And his brother's name is Thomas.
That's amazing.
You're the most Boston family ever, and I love you.
They're moving to Florida soon, but it's cool.
They'll be living in Naples.
We'll always have the memories.
Kathy, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, please leave the studio.
Sure thing. Good luck.
Five pop culture trivia questions.
Thank you.
You get more right than Kennedy. We're going to give you $100. Remember, if you tie, you lose. Kennedy is now headed to that soundproof studio. She won't be able to hear any of these questions or answers. First question, Paris Hilton spoke out about the ending of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, saying that the family is just ready to live their lives. Paris's catchphrase back in the early 2000s was what?
She was, potty till you drop.
That's a good one.
That's better.
Oprah and Anthony Anderson are both set to make special appearances during the virtual Emmy Awards. Who is hosting the virtual event this year?
I'm horrible at this. Steve Carell.
Question number three, Miranda Lambert.
I have no idea.
That's all right. We're fine. Miranda Lambert launched a fund to help cover animals' vet bills during the pandemic. Miranda Lambert was married to who from 2011 to 2015?
A country singer by the name of, I think he married Trisha Yearwood. He wears a black hat.
Are you thinking Garth Brooks? Is that who you're thinking?
Sure, I'll take that, Garth Brooks.
Question number four. Father of the Bride director Nancy Meyers teased a potential movie reunion. And apparently, producer Dan is very excited by this. Which two stars starred as George and Nina Banks, the parents of the bride? They wanted the cheaper chicken.
I have no idea.
Chipper chicken?
I thought I heard the cheat sheet. I must be on the wrong hour. I'm horrible at this.
Question number five. Melissa Etheridge opened up about her late son, Beckett, saying she finds a little peace in the fact that he is not in pain anymore. How many Grammy Awards has Melissa Etheridge been nominated for? 10, 15, or 18?
15.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Oh, God.
Kathy, I love you. You are amazing.
I'm horrible.
Kennedy.
Sir.
Kathy got 1 out of 5.
Thank God.
These are tough. Question number one. Paris Hilton spoke out about the ending of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, saying the family is just ready to live their lives. Paris had a catchphrase back in the early 2000s. What was it?
That's hot.
What did Kathy say?
Party till you drop.
Hers is better.
1-0. Oprah and Anthony Anderson are both set to make special appearances during the virtual Emmy Awards. Who's hosting?
Oh. I don't remember.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Yes.
1-0. Miranda Lambert launched a fund to help cover animals' vet bills during the pandemic. Miranda Lambert was married to whom?
Blake Shelton.
Yes, that's right. Blake Shelton, not Garth Brooks. 2-0. Question number four. Father of the Bride director Nancy Myers teased a potential movie reunion. Which two stars starred as George and Nina Banks, the parents of the bride?
It was Steve Martin.
Yep.
Diane Keaton.
There it is. 3-0.
Armani doesn't make a blue suit.
Every potty has a poopa potty puma.
Melissa Etheridge opened up about her late son Beckett, saying she finds a little peace in the fact that he is not in pain anymore. How many Grammy Awards has Melissa Etheridge been nominated for? 10, 15, or 18?
I think it's a big number. I'm gonna go with 15.
Nice guess, Kennedy. Final score is 4-1. Kennedy gets the win, Kathy. But we love you listening to the show. Please call anytime you want to chat.
Okay.
Kathy? Yes, I will. Sorry.
There you go.
I even pulled over so I wouldn't lose you guys.
Yes, we don't want to lose you.
We'll never let go, Kathy. We'll never let go.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I am Kathy from Paxton, and I got smoked by Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.